passengers on the Kazair freighter involved in yesterday's crash were flying to India on a shopping trip. Kazair, from Kazakhstan, is one of as many as 400 new companies formed from the breakup of the Soviet airline Aeroflot. And for many of these so-called baby flots, business is booming as former Soviet republics build new trade relationships with the nations of Europe and Asia. It is still not clear whether the airlines or their pilots were in any way responsible for yesterday's crash. But according to Time magazine Moscow correspondent Andrew Meyer, people in the former Soviet Union don't have much confidence in the baby flots.
Flying was never a luxury, and now it's become literally a leap of faith. Most people, if they can at all, they take trains. Safety is a concern for everyone. And, you know, it's an American tradition, or at least a Western tradition, of sort of clapping on landings. It didn't used to be that case in the Soviet Union. And now when you fly in the former Soviet republics, almost every time on a safe landing, everybody claps.
They applaud the fact that the plane has made it safely down, you mean?
Right, exactly. That's something that's definitely changed.
Now,
and oftentimes you'll see people crossing themselves or having a few shots of vodka during landings as well.
How bad is the record of these airlines? There have been some notorious crashes in recent years.
Well, this is at least the fourth crash for the Ilyushin 76, which was the plane that went down near Delhi. Only one of those happened in Russia, though, this year. Of course, the famous one was a couple of years back when a pilot let his 15-year-old son take over the wheel and the Airbus crashed into a Siberian mountainside on a plane that was scheduled to go to Hong Kong. Generally, things are not getting any better, and the record's only getting worse.
And some countries, I gather, have decided that they won't deal with at least some of the Aeroflot airlines, the baby flots or Aeroflot itself.
Well, you know, the FAA has a representative here at the embassy, and officially people say that Aeroflot's safety standards are as good as any in the international market. Unofficially, though, pilots and certainly anyone who's flown it will say that the safety concerns are much greater than that.
You know, there was an item on the BBC yesterday that was reported as well in the New York Times today that one problem with Aeroflot and former Aeroflot jets is that they only show altitude in meters and that pilots actually carry conversion charts to convert to feet. Does that seem possible to you?
Well, you know, that has been widely reported here, but I talked to people earlier this evening and the Kazakh Air Control, and they say that this particular plane was equipped with both metrical and gauges in feet. And they also say that the pilot did speak English.
Well, what about some of the problems of maintenance that seem to plague just about every sector of Soviet industry, of formerly Soviet industry? Are they problems for the aircraft industry as well there and for airlines?
Fuel is the number one concern. There are also, of course, enough concerns with financing, maintenance, as you say. And in fact, you know, Kazair, this Kazakh national airline, which was the plane that went down over Delhi, was in fact shut down in August by the Kazakh government for a lack of financing. And they also talked about safety concerns then.
Andrew Meyer of Time magazine, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Andrew Meyer is a Time correspondent. He's based in Moscow.